Can you tell me a little bit about your parents or grandparents and the education that they received?
Yeah. My grandparents lived in Mexico, from a really small town, and they didn't get much of education. Actually, I don't even think they went past the fourth grade, maybe. So just the basic knowledge of reading, writing, numbers, small stuff like that. So, you know, I didn't really have a lot to work with. My parents, my dad lived here. He actually lived in Foster City for a long time, and my mom lived in Mexico. So my mom also got basic knowledge. Actually was able to go to high school, but that's the furthest she went. And my dad was able to go to high school as well and graduate. So they at least did a little bit, had a little bit further education, but for the most part, nobody had went to college.
What do you think is most different about your life now that you might not have expected when you were younger?
I kind of thought that I was going to stay more with my family and learn what they knew more than what I could go out and learn. So I was just basically planning to help my family and, you know, make sure that everything was going to be all right and, you know, not really go out into a whole new world and experience new things. So that's really something that's changed, is just that I had the opportunity to do stuff that I don't think I'd be able to do if I didn't go to college.
Yeah. What are you most proud of, either personally or academically?
I worked really hard in high school, to be honest. Middle school, I wasn't very interested in learning. But high school, I figured out what I really wanted to do in my life. And I, you know, went to a lot of programs after school. I went to internships throughout the year, you know, community service. All of that helped me, you know, grow up into to be an adult, hopefully.